Hi, and welcome to the first podcast of Talking Teen. My name's Carly, and I'm 15. And I want to reach out and hopefully inspire teenagers through podcasts. So I'm doing this podcast to talk about everything to do with teens, from things like movies, to music, to school, to social media, to things that we like, to mental health, part-time jobs, interviewing teenagers and seeing what's going on in different people's lives. And we'll hopefully inspire some people. So the first thing I want to talk to you guys today is things that we like. So obviously social media is a big aspect in teenagers' lives and it impacts teenagers a lot. And we're always trying to find the right photo, keep up to date on what everyone's eating, wearing, what people are looking like, what the current hair trends are. And the media network of social interactions has turned our generation into a generation of social butterflies, not just in person but on social media. I read about people who make friends over the internet and then 4 years later they meet them and it's an amazing experience and it's really cool. Phones, obviously, we are the generation where we just love our phones, where they're basically glued to our hands. And these days I rarely see a young adult or a teenager without their phone, and their phone is basically their life story. It's their diary. They've got all their social media on it. They've got their photos with their friends, their family. It's their memory bank, basically. And anything that is on their phone is sacred information. And, you know, in a way, it kind of worries me because we're more concerned about what's happening on our screens than what's in real life. And, you know, sometimes you just got to put the phone away and you just got to look at what's going on around you, because not everything that matters right now is what's going on in your phone. It's what's going on in your friends, in the world around you. You could have just passed the most amazing view you'll ever see and you wouldn't know because you've been looking at your phone. And to be honest, you've probably walked past 3 celebrities, 2 sports players and a whole bunch of well-known people. But, you know, who cares, because I'm scrolling through Instagram and, you know, that's more important right now. I've noticed another trend would be having strong eyebrow game, and I have no idea what this trend is on about because I do not wear makeup, yet I'll sit with my friends and we'll be watching people walk by and we'll be looking at their eyebrows and we'll be saying, oh, their eyebrows are on fleek, oh, their eyebrows look so good, I wish mine looked like that. And this trend has turned our generation into a group of eyebrow-obsessed weirdos. And don't get me wrong, I love weirdos. Most of my friends are weirdos. But, you know, like, what is so important about having amazing eyebrows? I don't understand. So if you guys could tell me what the point of this trend is, please do. But, you know, I have no idea. And for those of you who don't know what fleek is, you obviously aren't in this trend and have no idea what I'm talking about. So my advice to you, run. Just keep running. Just don't get involved in this trend. And another thing, well, the final thing, is selfies. We are crazy about selfies. You know, teenagers take about 400 selfies in one go just to post one picture later on. We go to the bathroom just to take a mirror selfie. Like, what? My group will delete 399 photos, then look at the one good photo and delete it after finding every single flaw. And you know what? Who cares what people think about you? You know, if you look terrible in a selfie, who cares? Post it anyway, you know? If you're asking your friends for their opinion on your selfie, then you're not really living your life to the fullest. You're worrying about what everyone else is. And this goes back to my point on social media. You know, we're all worrying about that kind of thing instead of worrying about what we love about ourselves. You know, stop looking for your flaws, because you know what? Every flaw is your imperfection. And every imperfection is your perfection. It makes who you are. It makes, you know, what you do. It's everything that you find as a flaw, someone else loves. And, you know, you gotta live by that. You know, and then we proceed to take thousands more selfies to get the right selfie, the right lighting, the right background. It doesn't really matter. Just if you're in your pajamas and your hair's messy and you've got some pimples here and there, who cares? Post it with, you know, the hashtag natural look. You know, don't filter everything. Because you know what? If you go missing and you look like Beyonce in your photos, but you look like an actual person in real life, then, you know, how are we going to find you? That's just, how are we going to find you? You know, Newsflash, every photo you take is the same and it's beautiful. Just pick one and click post, because who cares if you don't get 400 likes on your selfie? Who cares if you don't get 500 comments saying, oh my God, you look amazing? You're you. You're who you are. Don't worry about what your selfie says about you. All right. Now I'm going to move on to movies, because I have a few favorite movies to watch, and I asked some of my friends what they thought, and this is what me and a couple of my friends came up with for movies to watch. So I recommend the Pirates of the Caribbean series. It's an action, adventure, fantasy kind of series. It's amazing. It has Johnny Depp in it, and it's funny and witty, and I love this series so much. They actually have the fifth movie coming out next year, which I'm so excited about. How to Train Your Dragon series, there's two series. It's an animation, an action, and adventure. It's got our favourite dragon, Toothless, in it. It's an amazing storyline, and I love this series so much. The Duff, a teen fiction and comedy movie, is kind of like your everyday high school life with a little bit of dramatic flair. It's a great movie. It made me realise so much about how who cares what people think about you kind of thing. So it's an amazing movie, and I took it in a very different way to some of my friends, and that's okay. And another movie, which I'm not going to lie, I did cry in this movie, is Me Before You. It's very much a romance movie, a love story, but it was an amazing movie, and it's just a great movie, and you should definitely watch it. So in terms of music, some artists that I recommend you listening to are Shawn Mendes, Ariana Grande, Zayn Malik, and 21 Pilots. Obviously, they've all brought out new music recently. Shawn's brought out his new Illuminate album. Ariana's brought out a few of her new songs with Nicki Minaj. Zayn's is working on his new album, and 21 Pilots have brought out their songs as part of Suicide Squad, which is really cool. Some of the top songs of 2016 so far have been One Dance by Drake, Cheap Thrills by Sia, Stitches by Shawn Mendes, Love Yourself, Justin Bieber, Can't Stop This Feeling by Justin Timberlake, Pillow Talk by Zayn, Cake by the Ocean by DNC, Cold Water by Major Lazer, Justin Bieber, and MO. We've also got Stressed Out by 21 Pilots. We've got Secret Love Song by Little Mix featuring Jason Derulo. We've got History by One Direction, Treat You Better by Shawn Mendes, and Hello by Adele. We all know this song. I've seen plenty of memes about this song. To be honest with you, I haven't really listened to the full song myself, because Adele isn't really big on my music list, but if she's big on yours, then she's one of the top 40. School. We've all been to school. We've all seen how crazy school gets with schoolwork and exams and just keeping up with your friends in general. And you know what? For the year 12s that finish in a few weeks, good luck with your end of year exams. Don't stress about them. You'll do well. And just in general, you know, try your hardest, and then you'll be able to get a good job, and you'll be able to buy the things you like that new drum kit or the Porsche that you like, or your dream house in the future. I know they're not things right now, and you know, it might not be the iPhone 7 or anything, but in the future, that new drum kit that is going to be, you know, for your rock band, I'll be behind you. I'll be like waiting for you to bring out your new music. And you know what? Be nice to each other. You're all stuck in the same place for 6 hours, 5 days a week. You know, just be nice to each other. Don't pick on each other, because if you went to school and you were just being picked on constantly, and you were like, oh, got another 4 hours with this person, then, you know, it's not a nice experience. So let's just be nice to each other. Let's just keep each other going through the week, have a few inspirational words with each other, you know, just compliment each other. Even if you're just complimenting, like, their report, or you're complimenting their grade, ask for some help, compliment their hair, compliment, you know, that their socks look nice, even if you're wearing white socks. You know, just have a bit of fun, play around a little bit, but obviously you got to try hard. I know it's very stereotypical, but you got to try your hardest, and don't mess up your life now, because if you mess up your life now because you didn't focus in school and you're struggling in the future, you've only got yourself to blame. And I tell this to myself quite often when I don't want to do work, but you know, we all have to do it. So it's just best to just keep on going, just push yourself, you know, create a study group with your friends and get a lot of people involved, help each other out, get people who, some are good at history, some are good at English, some are good at maths, you know, help each other out. Don't just sit there and struggle on your own, because you've always got people there to keep you going. You've always got people there when you feel like there's no one there. So at school or, you know, just anything, you've always got people to just help you through school and help you through what you're going through, even if it's not school related, even if it's stuff at home or someone's picking on you. You've always got more support than you think you do. So during these podcasts, I was thinking, how can I make these different to every other radio podcast that's out there? And I decided my little piece of impact was going to be a quote that you can think about, a quote that you can extend on, live by, whatever you guys want to do with it. So because we've come back into school and it's been a few weeks, and I know that I'm definitely feeling that, oh, I really don't want to be at school, but you know, I've got to do this. It's just something you've got to do. So we're back into school, and here's a quote to keep you going whilst you're at school. And remember this one: it's every accomplishment starts with the decision to try. The second you try in your schoolwork and you start getting those really good grades, even if you got really good grades to begin with, you push yourself a little harder, every accomplishment that you create from there, whether that be that essay that you had to write, that school project, anything, it begins with your decision to try. So just remember that and you'll be laughing. You'll be great. Well, that's all I've got for this week. Check out Talking Teen Facebook page. Leave a comment what you want to hear, comment any people that you want to see, because we will do some interviews. Like the page, and until next time, be positive and have fun. See ya.